Hi, this is Mark Sanborn with another audio blog. I'd like to talk a little bit about Marva Collins. Some of you might remember her made-for-TV movie, The Story of Her Life, as she founded Westside Preparatory in Chicago. This was a school that worked with economically disadvantaged inner-city children and accomplished extraordinary results. Her means as an educator and the things she accomplished were nothing short of remarkable. Recently, Catawba Stallworth introduced me to Marva Collins via email. I had written about Marva Collins in my book, The Fred Factor, and Ms. Stallworth suggested that I send a copy of the book to Marva Collins, which I did. She was gracious and responded by sending me a copy of her book, Ordinary Children, Extraordinary Teachers. I'd like to read just a couple paragraphs from her book to give you an idea of the wisdom and the profundity of Marva Collins' philosophy. She says, for instance, "To know a good teacher is indeed a blessing. That teacher should be repaid with your giving to another person as that teacher has given to you. This is the greatest repayment any teacher could possibly have." She also says this about educated people. She says, "The educated person has the courage of his or her conviction because only he or she has any real convictions of their own. He knows how convictions should be formed. What he believes, he takes on his own evidence, not because it is the creed of his time or the belief of his peers. To see things as they really are is one of the crowning privileges of the educated person, and to help others see them so is one of the greatest services he can render to society." Marva Collins, in her book, The Marva Collins Way, talks about the commitment she made to her students at the beginning of each year. She said to them, "I will not let you fail." I struggled with that personally for some time, wondering if perhaps by making that commitment, we don't unintentionally create overdependence on ourselves as leaders. But I've come to believe and realize that what Marva Collins was saying to her students was simply that failure is not an option. And with that kind of commitment, she could encourage and counsel and teach and help them achieve amazing things. As a matter of fact, they could achieve just about anything they desired, except failure. I appreciate Marva Collins and the role model she was, not just to educators, but to all of us who aspire to be leaders in life.